कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य
मैंने देखा उसने देखा
Chakravarti Thakur. He's saying, that Pati, which is very, very rare, it is just like a beam of flame. Shubhastha Vishet Atma it is. Such Rati is also of two types. In Sadhana, there are two types of Bhakti. Rajmarg, Rajbhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti. Where by the greed of the
Shastra,
developing greed because of hearing from the Rasik Vaishnavas, and you develop greed to serve Krishna, that is called Raga, Anurag, and attachment. And any Bhakti is Shastra Sthapanmayi, means by not performing Bhakti, after following all the four ashram and dharm, if you do not follow Bhakti, Varna, you have to go to the hell. That's why, by the instructions of the Shastras, following the instruction of the Shastras, out of fear of the instruction of the Shastras, that is called Vedi Bhakti. This bhav is also of two types. What Rati has said, that Rati or bhav, same, they are also of two types further. That bhav which is attained by the Adamai Bhakti, by the performance of Raganuga Bhakti, that bhav which is attained by this process, and another one, that bhav which is attained by Vaidhi Bhakti, following Vaidhi Bhakti. Raga Bhakti, which that is much, much higher. Maybe you can say in quantity or very high it is. The bhavas are also very exalted, the emotions are very exalted. Rather than that which is attained by Vaidhi Bhakti, one understands, has knowledge that Krishna is Bhagavan. That's why it is more with consciousness of the Lord's opulence. He has awe and honor to the Lord. That's why he offers honor to the Lord. So, service is there, but a little happening, not so strong, out of fear, some fear, and with the attitude of one's being the servant, Ashwara Gyan is completely dominant there, and in Raga Bhakti, there is no such attitude that, oh, he's my friend, he's my son, he's my friend, or he's my beloved. Such moods are present. In this situation, moods, one has prayed towards him without any hindrances. One serves the Lord without any troubles, without any obstacles. Other one thinks Krishna to be different to him. He thinks the Lord to be equal to him. You are Baba's son, I am Upananda's son. Your Baba has 1 million. 1 million, 100,000. My father has 1,300,000. I am higher than you. And sometimes they have resting back, sometimes Krishna is defeated, sometimes they get defeated by Krishna. They have. And then also sometimes they think Krishna to be younger. They also. He is also chastised, mother and father, control him, chastise him. Krishna sometimes cries. He is considered to be one who should be maintained or protected with these moods and vatsalya bhav, protection or inequality in the gopis, the sakis, their moods. Krishna is not giving them anything to maintain them. He doesn't give them any ornaments or clothes. He doesn't give them anything. He doesn't even bring them in their his home. That's why the gopis can control Krishna by their frame, bring him under coordination. A husband, a wife is a husband's servant, but the gopis are much higher than Krishna. Even their fame is higher than Mother Yashoda's fame. That is why he gives his flute at their feet and he gives forgiveness from their feet. Oh, I will never commit such a mistake, such an offense. What is that? Napare, huh? This is not even for Mother Yashoda, only for the gopis, this flow. That is why among the three rasas, Krishna's sweetness is tasted. In Vedi Bhakti, those who are Vedi Bhakti, they may offer prayers with folded hands, they may honor him, that is a problem. But their fame, affection is weak, not so as strong. That is why Vedi, the moods attained from Rag or Vedi Bhakti, they are different. If one can take towards maximum devotion, Narayan service and weapon, you go and serve there, go and offer prayers, worship to him, that is all. But in Ragmai Bhakti, they take you to Golok Vrindavan, take the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you may attain Satya Vatsalya Madhurya. That fame is not weak. Krishna even comes under subordination or control by the fame. The meaning is, Vedi Bhakti's moods are not thick because of Aishwarya mood, the fame is weak, not so strong. By this, the Bhagavan's Aishwarya Gyan is present there, conscious of the, him being the Lord always.
So,
oh Arjun, although he is so close to Krishna, but still when he sees his opulence, oh you please excuse my offense when he shows his universal form. Before I received any problem, I called you Sakha. But Mother Yashoda saw his universal form two times. Oh, some woman she said that has done some magic on him. Something has happened. Maybe she is haunted by some ghost. Called the Brahma. From black cow, he was given bath of the urine of cow dung of the black cow. Krishna is running, she's again catching him, brings him near, gives him bath by this cow dung and cow urine. This is the mood of bride. In Vedi Bhakti, there is some hesitation. And always it depends on the instructions of the Shastra. Bhagavan can never be controlled by such very bhakti. He is never brought under subordination. There are very rare these evidences of somebody attains Krishna by Vedi Bhakti. There are very rare such instances. Like maybe a Jamil, one instance. Yeah? According to the Marga Bhakti, there are also two types of devotees. The way Bhakti is two types, Bhav is two types, and those who are the followers of this Bhakti and Bhav, they are also two types. One who are the followers of Ragmar, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give, Bhakti Krishna. He had come to give Rama. Before him, nobody had come. Nobody came to give. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkaditya, or before them, all the two acharyas had come. None of them had given bhakti. But this bhakti and this Rama bhakti, nobody had come. This one cult before, only Mahaprabhu, when he came, that time he had given. After that, it was not given, never. The followers of Vedi Bhakti Marg, of both the attitude is also different. In those who are following Rag, their hearts are also different, both of the followers of the two different paths. Rag Marg, those who are followers of Rag Marg, they don't have anything pleasure for their own senses. They have no desire, they have no hint, no trace of desire to please themselves. Although Vedi Marg, followers of Vedi Marg, they always have the prominent on their mood is for their own pleasure. They are performing bhakti also so that they will not have any troubles. They cannot proceed higher than this. They can maximum proceed to solving their own troubles. But in Ragmar, they take to Sakya, Vatsalya, till and Madhur. They attain these high moods. Translation. Today was Hindi because.
From our bhakti, we should understand it to be a way of Pramati. So we can't enter Sadhu Bhakti to reach Pramati. There are two types of Sadhu Bhakti. One is Raghunatha Sadhu, one is Vaidhi Sadhu. Raghunatha Sadhu is when undertaking the performance of Raghunatha Sadhu has been taken a great greed to achieve the service of Krishna, either by reading the scriptures or by hearing from Mahabharata. The second type of sadhu, maybe by sadhu, is undertaken to receive the scriptures. Sarasa, 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 abhidhanamoyi, sarasa. When one hears that even if you follow Manasra but do not perform Bhagavad Bhakti, then you still go to hell. That out of fear of going to hell, one The Tiger and Three Packs of the Saturn, there are also two packs of Bahamas which are obtained by these two persons. By performance of Rag Saturn, one of Choi, one of Chief Ragamoy Bhakti, or Ragamoy Bhakti, and by that one of Chief Bahamati, and by Bhakti Saturn, one of Chief Bahamati, but that is of a different class. So Rag Bhakti, as compared to the Mahaji by Rag Bhakti, as opposed to the Mahaji by the practice of Bhakti Bhakti, there is a great difference. In that Bhakti Bhakti is very brilliant and so much more developed than the Mahaji by the practice of Bhakti Sadhana. In the Mahaji by the practice of Bhakti Sadhana, there is so much feelings of respect and Ishwaburi. This one understands that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Because of fear of Krishna's preeminent position, there are his restrictions to the offering of pranams and offering of prayers, etc. There is so much Aishwarya Gyan in this type of bhakti. Whereas, on the other hand, in the bhava achieved by the performance of Raghavendra Sadhana, there is no knowledge of Krishna's position of being the Supreme Lord. Rather, one simply thinks, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son, or Krishna is my beloved. Because there is no Aishwarya Gyan or Aishwarya Buddhi, then there is no obstacle to completely tasting the sweetness of Sri Krishna. In Sakyaras, there are feelings of equality with Krishna. One may think, I'm the son of Upananda, and he is the son of Nanda, but my father has more cows than him. And that way they either defeat Krishna, or think Krishna is less than them, or sometimes they think that Krishna is the same. Superior to Sakyaras is Vatsalya, when I think that I am the maintainer of Krishna, and I am the discipline of, I give discipline to see Krishna. That is Vatsalya. Then superior to that is Satyabhava, or the Gopibhava. Just see, Krishna does not give anything to them. He does not the honors to the gopi, but by prayer they completely control him. Because the husband gives so many things to the wife is maintaining like a servant or a dasi. But the gopi is a dasi of Krishna, never. In fact, Krishna is completely controlled by them. And in order to pacify them, even he gives his food at their feet and begs to give them. What is the need of giving his food? Sometimes he even gives his head to them. Maragara Kandanam Sirati Devi Mandanam Devi Padapalavan Gaur. There were these three rasas that are achieved by Raghavendra Sadhana. Namely Sakya, Das, Pedi, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhura. One completely tastes the full sweetness of Sri Krishna. Whereas in the Mahabhakti achieved by Vahicharan Sadhana, one is restricted to simply offering prayers to Krishna. Therefore, by practicing Bhakti Sadhana, one will achieve Bhavabhakti and then Sarvabhakti and go to Vaikuntha, where they will serve Narayan. But in the performance of Raghavendra Sadhana, one will achieve Bhava and then achieve prayers and go to Vrindavan and then taking shelter of the three rasas of Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhura, then one will take complete, well, then Krishna becomes completely controlled by that person. Because Vaidhi, the fact that the prayer achieved by Vaidhi Bhakti, the love or emotion towards Krishna is not completely developed, in the same way Krishna is not completely controlled by that devotee. Just give the example of Arjuna. He was such a big friend of Krishna, but when Krishna showed him his universal form, the Vishnu, and he became full of feelings of honor and reverence and begged forgiveness from Krishna. Oh, I'm very sorry that I called you Saka. Please forgive my apparatus. But opposed to this is the prayer of Mother Yasoda. Two times she saw the Vishnu in Sri Krishna, but she never thought that Krishna was Bhagavan. Rather, she thought some ghost is there, and she called the Brahmins to give Abhishek to Krishna with Kalyuran. Therefore, in Bhakti prayer, the feelings of intimacy are restricted. Sri Krishna is never controlled by Bhakti. And in keeping a friend that's a little slow, my body body body. So just if there are two types of sudden or two types of vow, there is also two types of devotees. One is the devotee who practices Raja Rukavati, the other side is the devotee who practices Bhakti Bhakti. We should understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this Raja Mahaprabhu, Rasik Shekhar Krishna Parama Karun. Do we wait a waiting void? A great teacher of room. For these two reasons, Mahaprabhu came to this world. Therefore, before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one had a student this Bhakti Ra or this Raghunatha Bhakti. Devotees like Madhvacharya, Sri Ramanuja, and Vishnu Swami, etc., they distributed Bhakti with no Raghunatha Bhakti or Bhakti Ra. Only one who was distributed was Mahaprabhu in the last day of Brahma, or the last Kalpa. Therefore, the heart or the mind of these two types of devotees is also different. The devotee who practices Raja Guru Bhakti, they have no desire at all for their own enjoyment or their own happiness. Whereas the devotees who practice Vaishnava Bhakti, in them there is a special desire for their own happiness. Either I will be happy by avoiding birth and death, or I will be happy by achieving the four types of liberation. Therefore, in Vaishnava Bhakti, their happiness, they have some inclination to their own enjoyment. Some dharma really becomes free from material entanglement and takes the happiness of liberation. In a Raja Guru Bhakti, there is only a fragrance of the desire for one's own enjoyment. Therefore, that Raja is so much superior that it takes one to Vrindavan itself.
Krishna ki seva ki vasana.
Now, the desire to serve Krishna is also of different types. The seed of bhakti kripa is Krishna's service, its desire to serve Krishna. The Guru Padma or Uttam Vaishnavas.
Krishna bhakti.
The seed of Krishna bhakti or the desires of Krishna, they sow the seed. When this people grows, when this seed sprouts, it is of mainly five types. All these. That devotee who has only firm faith in Krishna Swarup, he has no desire to serve Krishna. Krishna is Parabrahma. Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is our worshipable Brahma. He has such faith. He has no attitude of service towards him. What he will serve, the Supreme Personality, is that's why they don't serve him. That's why they consider him to be Parabrahma or Paramatma, Krishna. They are called Shant Bhakt. And the second, some consider the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be their master and themselves to be his servant. Like Parabrahma Hanumanji saw as Ram. Ram he saw as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his master. In this mood, along with Krishna, Nishtha, one mood is added. First, there was Nishtha, and now the Swami and Seva, the master and the servant, this mood is added. They consider Lord to be Prabhu, Master, and also to be Das, servant. This bhav is called Dasadhav. The third devotee who consider Krishna to be Sakha, friend. Krishna is, they don't have such opulent mood towards Krishna that, oh, he is our Lord, Master. No, we are equal. He is our friend. Even they can give their own remnants, suppose it is very tasty, something which they give him, they can give him. Das can never do this. Hanuman, etc., they can never. Prahlad Maharaj can never behave in such a manner.
Krishna
Nishtha towards Krishna. One. second, Dasa Bhav, third, second, third. Saman Buddhi, equality, that we and he are equal. Sahard Bhav, like equal friends. Friends and equality. They behave towards Krishna just like a friend would behave. That's why they consider him to be. This is called Sakya Bhav. Fourth, we consider Krishna to be one to be maintained, protected, chastise him, control him. They consider him to be subordinate and to be maintained. He is junior to us. Mamatamai Buddhi, possessiveness is attached. So this, first the Shant, Nishtha, Dasya Bhav, and Kata's equality, and one more is added, Mamta, possessiveness. This is also added. They can even chast Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can even bind him up, the Supreme Personality. Nishtha, Seva, etc. All these moves are of course remaining there. And the fourth, this move of possessiveness and maintaining, protecting, this mood is also present. This is known as Vatsalya Bhav. Fifth are such devotees who have all these four moods, qualities, plus with their bodily limbs, they serve Krishna in all ways. And these are the Krishna's beloved sometimes. With all their bodily limbs, they are ready to serve Krishna. Yashoda mother is not able to serve Krishna, not even the Sakha serve the way the gopis serve. Only the gopis can serve in this manner. In them, first Nishtha, second Das Bhav, third Saman Bhav, equality, more of equality, fourth Mamata, possessiveness, and fifth quality now is added to serve the Lord with all the bodily limbs also, with all moods, bodily limbs. Just like a mango, jackfruit, sugarcane, grapes, they are each sweeter than the preceding one. Similarly, Shant, Sakya has more than Shant, and Dasya more than Sakya, like this. More sweetness is present in each, which is higher mood. Especially, the sprout of Bhav is Madhavendra Puri, the sprout of Madhura is. There are branches, sub-branches are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita of this sprout. It developed at the time of Mahaprabhu, and after that, thousands, hundred thousands, Karudamada, Rupa Swami, etc., branches and sub-branches, Nishanya Prabhu, Kadadha, etc., these branches spread all over. And then it is seen somewhere, sometimes, a little. Although Das Bhav is maybe present, generally, mostly, all the those who are coming in Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, they have Gopi Bhav. And amongst Gopi Bhav, not only Gopi Bhav, only one mood, Manjari Bhav. The service of Radharani. This is seen, visible, which is not visible in any other sampradaya, only in our Gaudiya sampradaya is visible. That is why I think those people who have come under the guidance of Mahaprabhu in Gaudiya sampradaya, they have some contact with Madhura Ras. In Gopi Bhav, they have some contact. They are, if they perform.
Your call is disconnected.
Translating now.
In Sankha there is the quality of Nishtha in Krishna, but there is no mood of Deva. He thinks Krishna is my brother, he is my sister, but how I can serve someone who has everything, what is wrong? There is Nishtha, no material desire, but no feeling of Deva. Second, he is not Deva, there is a feeling that Krishna's grace in our soul. I am his servant. The example is Hanuman. Therefore, the quality of Shantaras, that is Nishtha, is specially down to us, as well as another addition, which is called Dasyava. Feeling rather my Swami, my Lord, and I am his servant. Another form it may take is Sakura, or friendship with Krishna. They can give their own reverence in the mouth of Krishna, which way that even the Hanuman or Prahlad cannot do. Though the Chakra Dasyava cannot serve like this. Therefore, in Sakura, there is a feeling of Nishtha, present in Chandra. There is a feeling of servitude, that is in Dasyava. And there is a third quality, Vishwas Poe Samanguri. That means that serving Krishna with Vishwas Poe Guri, which is full intimacy, and they feel Krishna being the same. A fourth form it may take is that of Vatsalira. Therefore, the Vatsalira, the devotee thinks, Krishna is left for me, I maintain him. Therefore, it is, there is so much development of Vatsalira, feeling of possessiveness towards the Krishna. Also, the devotee feels, my heart nourishes and feeds him, and I chastise him. Sometimes the devotees in Vatsalira, when they see the restlessness of Krishna, they punish him even, or bind him, chastise him. Therefore, in Vatsalira, the feelings of Krishna in Chandra, servitude in Dasyava, feelings of Mamata, Shaita, that are in Sakura, as well as this, there is the feeling of Madhiva. I will maintain Krishna and I will chastise Krishna. And lastly, it may take the fifth form, which is called Madhuvira or Kandava. All the qualities that are present in the other four rasas are all present in this Kandava. In Kandava, the devotee, she sends Krishna to lift all the limbs of her body in a way that is given to the soil, what the cowboys cannot do. Therefore, all the other aspects are there in Kandava, as well as one additional round, or one additional quality that is not present in the other four rounds, that is, they serve Krishna with all the limbs of their body. Just like there is the gradation of shame from grapes to jackfruit to mango. In the same way, there is an increasing gradation of sweetness from dasya to sakya to vatsalya to kandava. Then the sprout of this kandava, that is Sri Madhavendra Puri. That following Sri Madhavendra Puri came Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And which in the Bible with so many millions of devotees who are under his shelter and guidance, like Sri Gadamana, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Guru Dada, Sri Ramananda Roy. No one can count how many there are. So even though all the power moves to Akshivala towards Sri Kandavaru, despite this, we see that most of them are situated in Kandavaru. And of them, the great majority are Manjari, or serving as based on the Radhika. Therefore, this Gopi Mahat, this Manjari Mahat, is only seen in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It is not present in any other Sampradaya. Therefore, we should think that those who have the great fortune to come to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then most must also be that Manjari Mahat. And those who follow the sadhana in the correct manner, then slowly, slowly, they must touch that in this life or in the other life.
There is one question. One question may be raised. So the Chakravarti Thakur is saying,
Krishna
is the object of prem. Krishna means Krishna is tasting all the rasa, the dasya of dasya, Sakya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, parents Vatsalya Bhav and Gopis, Madhur Ras. Krishna is tasting all these rasas. Now,
हमारा उद्देश्य तो
अवर एम
राधा दास की प्राप्ति का है
व्हाट इन राधा दास की
राधा दास दे सकते हैं कि नहीं
कैन कृष्ण गिव दिस और नो In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it has been described. Radha is the kalpalata of fame. Pakshis are the creepers and flowers, birds and flowers. It is described that without the guidance of the Shaktis, Gopi Bhava cannot be attained. So whom should we pray to? Should we pray to Krishna? Or to Radha Ji's Sakis, we should pray. Or to Radha Ji, not to Radha Ji also. To the Sakis. The friends of Sakis. But Krishna is also prayed to. Why? If Krishna says, ask a benediction, what? In that stage, in that condition, Krishna will say, oh, I am very happy with your bhakti. Now you must ask some benediction. And he says, oh Shyam Sundar, to Shyam Sundar to Krishna. With these words. Then Krishna, what can he do? He will give. But he can only give what he has himself. And gopis, how much they can? They can give till Radha Das everything. That is why we pray to Krishna also. Wherever he has contact with the gopis, wherever he is Gopi Kant, Prananath, he is the beloved of the gopis. But if Krishna gives the benediction, so what, the gopis will refuse? Never. They were also not refused. So that is why you must understand, reconcile this in such a manner. Lord Feminine Day.
English.
the completing day of last year of Ramadan. So as well as other days, we listen and listen in dinner, in morning, early morning for our channel, because we have to move early on tomorrow to better the place. And so we will come as well as other days. After that, or taking our cross, Satsuman will carry something we have to honor that person. And after that, to move, to be our heirs and sacrifice for everyone. And I request you, if I last of the room, if I return of the room, we can be alone. And if you can return to the room, another person will ask you to come. Quarter past five, after the call,
I'm going to go to the next one.